Senate Special Budget Committee meeting for the day is today, June 8, 2005, to order. Appreciate everyone being here. We're going to do the work session on Senate Bill 5547, the Oregon Department of Transportation, and probably work our transportation fee bill a little bit later, but we can get the main budget work done and out, hopefully. We'll go to our legislative fiscal staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You have your work session documents in front of you. The first page is a summary of the governor's recommended budget and the chart that gives a historical view of the expenditures through the LFO recommended budget. And so I'm going to move on to the technical adjustments, review those, then the policy packages, and at that point then if you want to approve the policy packages in block and blank all together. And then the adjustments to the budget bill. Okay. So the technical adjustments are the first one are the standard adjustments that we're taking in all budgets for reduction in the Attorney General rate, the PERS rate, and then the DAS assessment. And those total $4.5 million. Other funds, well, other and there's a small amount of federal funds in that as well. The second technical adjustment is to convert non-limited expenditures to expenditure limitations. We're converting the non-limited support services and operations and non-limited debt service to an expenditure limitation. And for the support services and operations program, expenditure limitation isn't needed because it's already built into the department expenditures. However, the department may need to come back during the interim to do some adjustments between programs once they implement the adjustments. We're also recommending the vacancy savings be adjusted by $3.4 million. An analysis of the agency's vacancy savings, actual savings, compared to their actual temporary appointments and overtime usage indicates that they will have an excess of $19 million savings in their budget, and so to allow adjustments isn't warranted. So moving on to policy packages, I'm going to review the ones that were not recommended or changed and just move through the ones that were approved. We're recommending approval for quickly. First one is package 101, which increases professional services for maintenance yard retrofits required by the EPA of $1.5 million. Other funds recommending approval. We're not recommending approval on 102, which provides $5.2 million revenue for capital construction projects via a revenue transfer. The other component to package 102 is the capital construction piece of that, and we're only recommending $950,000 so the agency can complete the Sylvan maintenance station, which is a phase three of three phases. Package 103 was to provide $634,656 in expenditure limitation to be based on an increase in snow park permit fees. The LFO office isn't recommending approval of the expenditure limitation or the fee increase during the interim. That that issue can be raised again in the next legislative session if ending balances are too low to manage the program. Package 104 transfers Cape Blanco, Arago, and Ophir Rest Area to state parks. It's a minus one FTE for $83,877 reduction. It's recommended approval. The next five packages are to continue limited duration positions for the access management program as permanent full-time position. These positions were approved during the last legislative session as limited duration, and the agency requested during the interim after they reported to the emergency board, the customer service for permanent, and the emergency board approved that. So there is one each in the bridge operations, preservation, safety, and modernization programs. Package 106 transfers is an internal transfer of positions, and so it reduces 1.5 in central, increases 3.5 in highway programs, and takes one out of motor carrier. There is a net zero impact on expenditure limitation and FTE. Package 201 increases expenditures for temporary services. $1.1 million is is recommended for approval. Package 202 and 203 were withdrawn by the agency. Package 204 increases services and supplies for bank card merchant fees that at $571,000 to $60,000. That's approved. Recommended approval.
It's okay.
205 increases services and supplies for the digital photo licensing costs because the costs are increasing. And that's recommended for approval. Package 206 is a reduction in central services and an increase in driver and motor vehicles to transfer three training positions to the motor vehicles division. Package 207 provides expenditure limitation for the federal grant to electronically verify and validate Social Security numbers at $245,934 federal funds. Package 301 is to increase information technology professional services in motor carrier. That's recommended for approval. Package 401, transportation program development, is to correct a technical error in a revenue transfer to DLCD by $25,723, and that's recommended for approval. Package 402 was withdrawn by the agency. Package 403 is the lottery debt service and the other funds expenditure limitation that would fund the lottery-backed bonds for Connect Oregon. That's not recommended in the budget so that it can be dealt with Senate Bill 71 or other substantive legislation if it goes somewhere else in another bill. Package 406 transfers a planner from the rail division to freight mobility section, and so that's a net zero effect on the budget. It just moves it within the agency. Package 411 enhances usability of the transportation trip planner. $1.5 million other funds is not recommended because it relies on the federal reauthorization of transportation funding. When Congress acts on that bill, the department can return to the emergency board to request funding. That is the case in the next two packages, package 411 and 412 as well. Package 413 reallocates expenditure from special payments to services and supplies to reflect their where they're actually spending their dollars, and that's recommended for approval. Package 421 restores funding for the Willamette Valley Passenger Rail Program. What we're recommending that we shift $400,000 to the other funds category for a new general fund total of $4,617,600. Direct the agency to utilize flexible federal transportation funds for bus services and direct them to add throughway bus services as a priority funding from the transportation operating fund.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I don't know that I understand this last thing. Do you mind if I stop?
No, that's just fine.
Okay.
Question.
Clarification, please, on the Willamette Valley Passenger Rail.
Thank you. Senator Berger, the Willamette Valley Passenger Rail program includes a number of buses that go to rural areas that transport people into the train stations. And that component of the rail program can use flexible federal transportation money. And some of the bus service is already being funded.
Okay, that's fine. You've clarified it for me. Thank you.
That's a very good point, though, because there are a lot of questions, rumors, et cetera, going around. So I appreciate the opportunity to clarify what's going on.
Okay, Package 422 creates the Rail Crossing and Safety Inspection Management System. This is an information management system for $450,000, and we're recommending approval for that. 471 reclassifies four positions that are currently receiving work out of class differentials, recommending approval for that, and in central services and in transportation program development. Package 472 is $1,052,630 to upgrade their antivirus infrastructure. And package for the rail and transit division, their share, the $5,730 for rail, $4,472 is their share of that. The other divisions within the agency are charged back through their central services assessment. These two divisions are charged directly. Package 473 provides funding for IT contractors to support their current business systems and computing infrastructure, $2.9 million, and again, rail and transit component is their share of that increase in limitation. We recommend approval of that. Package 474 is...
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Johnson.
Does this... contractors, does this speak to the I don't know the right word, SCENIC, that's the acronym, the Consolidated Information, or is this internal to ODOT, or is this part of that whole large information initiative?
Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, this is not part of the SCENIC. SCENIC is a consolidation of the mainframe data storage units within the Department of Transportation that would be moving to the centralized system. This is for enhancements of their systems that they maintain internally.
Thank you.
474 is the first phase of the department's proposal to transfer ownership of the T building to DAS for renovation and integration into the uniform rent program. This is not recommended. Legislative priority is to fund construction of highways, bridges, and highway maintenance. The project plan requires ODOT employees to be moved to lease space during renovation, and only some of the staff would be returning to the renovated building. And the bottom line is that ODOT is being directed to develop renovation project that maintains ownership building in ODOT, reduces lease space by consolidating, and report to the next legislative assembly if substantial progress is being made on OTIA 3 construction. And that's been... because substantial is one a wishy-washy word, we've defined that as 50% or more of the OTIA 3 projects completed. 475 proposed 8 limited duration positions is also not recommended because the legislature directed the department to implement the bridge program with existing positions and limitation, and if they need additional resource, it will need to be accommodated within their existing position allocation. Package 495... the registration plate fee approval. It's revenue only, so there is no expenditure limitation that goes along with this. When the fee bill comes, that will be approved, recommended for approval there. Package 495 establishes a fee schedule for access management that's based on the number of trips entering and leaving the property. LFO is recommending approval of the expenditure limitation. The fee itself will be addressed in the fee bill, but the expenditure limitation is still required in order for them to process the permits, and so we're recommending approval of the expenditure limitation. Package 495 for special programs is the user fee pilot program. It's also revenue only. Package 495 is the unsolicited proposal fee of $75,000. We're recommending approval of that. Motor carriers, pack and load is $68,000 and 0.4 FTE. And the rail fixed guideway safety oversight program of 2 FTE and $374,800 is recommended for approval. The next five packages are technical adjustments in lottery debt service, to reduce it by $253,257 to reflect actual future debt service estimates, revised estimates. That same goes for the other funds. Debt service of $133,861 reduction. A technical adjustment to reflect a loan payment that's due Clackamas County won't be paid out till the 05-07 biennium of $7.5 million. And an increase in expenditure limitation of $35.2 million to carry forward the expenditure limitation for the Washington County commuter rail, and $5.9 million expenditure limitation to carry forward expenditure limitation for industrial spur program. Do you want me to go through the budget notes?
Let's vote on this first.
Okay.
Any discussion on the... budget and the policy packages as outlined by LFO.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Question for Director Warner.
Please come forward. Have you reviewed this budget with Kelly Taylor, and does she completely approve? I just want a yes or a no.
Mr. Chair,
it's a serious issue.
The answer is yes.
That's great.
I can vote for this.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Mr. Chair.
Senator. And on a more serious note, yes, Senator.
I apologize for scooting out of the room for just a second. If we could go back to 412 for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a little bit confused by some of the comments that I have heard floating around the building with respect to this $2 million for bus replacement. And if this was described in detail already, I will happily pass on it. But I don't understand this piece of it. You're not recommending it, and I don't know how this bodes for bus replacement for transit systems.
Mr. Chair and Senator Johnson, the agency can't spend money it doesn't have.
Right.
And this $2 million is not available because Congress has not authorized the federal transportation bill, and it relies on an increase in funding in the new transportation funding package. And since that hasn't been adopted, it would be empty limitation in the agency's budget. So therefore, LFO's policy is just not to recommend those until the funding becomes available.
And so then the mechanism would be they would come back to the E-board as it's written here, and they then have the opportunity, if this grant money is available, to do the replacement buses. So this is not a decrease. It is simply awaiting the arrival of the federal funds.
That's correct.
That's okay.
Good.
Senator Westland.
Mr. Chair, I think Senator Johnson raises a question, at least in my mind. Traditionally, the federal appropriation has always lagged our expenditure limitation. Is that a fair statement, Susie?
Mr. Chair, Senator Westland, there's two different things going on here. The federal authorization bill spans 6 or 7 years, a long period of time, and then after the authorization, mm-hmm. then each federal fiscal year, the federal government appropriates those funds. And so because the federal government hasn't authorized the increase, we're not moving ahead with increasing the agency's budget. So yes, the appropriation piece of it lags, but generally we have some confidence in the authorization side of it because they would have adopted it by now.
All right, that last step, we have some confidence in their appropriation piece because they would have adopted it by now? That confuses me.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westland, up to this point, the federal government had an authorization bill in place.
Correct.
And they were just appropriating. There is no authorization in place other than the temporary one that's due to expire at the end of June, I think. And when we knew, based on the past 6 year authorization, what the funding levels were going to be, we would have approved this funding. But because that isn't been finalized, we don't know what that funding level is going to be.
Is it
may or may not be in the authorization bill.
Is it anticipated that it will be in the authorization bill?
I believe it is anticipated.
Mr. Chair and Senator Westland, and Bruce Warner, Director of the Oregon Department of Transportation, for the record, I apologize. First off, it looks like a transportation authorization bill will be enacted, and it will be at a higher level than what we have seen in the past. And again, we anticipated a potentially higher level, and that was one of the reasons we put some of this in the bill. I hope to be pleasantly surprised when they're all done, but we also would hope that this would have been completed and Congress would have taken action, you know, a year ago. So we would have had some clarity and certainty about the funding levels that we could expect over the next 5 years now. But again, clearly this is a prudent thing to do, and we welcome the opportunity to come back to the E-Board when we understand the actual numbers that Congress is going to be issuing and can have a learned discussion with the E-Board and have a dialogue about where those money should go. And this will still be one of the recommendations that I'm sure will come out of our department.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up?
Mr. Chair, packages 801, the last two rail packages, I'm not sure I understand that. The expenditure limitation for Washington County Commuter Rail, are those bonds, or that's a bond payoff?
Mr. Chair and Senator Berger, yes. It's a lottery-backed bond that the commuter rail is relying on to match federal funds for the commuter rail in Washington County. And it had been in the past two biennials, we've had it authorized, but because the federal government hadn't ponied up their share of the project, we delayed selling those bonds, and so it's moving again into the 0507.
Okay. Thank you.
And that is also the case with the industrial spur. In the case of the industrial spur, we've actually sold those bonds, and we've committed the grants, but we haven't paid them yet.
Right.
Other questions? Any other discussion? Any objection to the budget and the policy packages as it's explained so far? Seeing none, so adopted. Moving on to budget notes.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, the first budget note has to do with the agency's cash balance. A pattern is emerging showing that their projected ending cash is well above their $100 million target. And so we're asking the department in this budget note to take steps to manage their available cash to maximize the use of resources for projects and do a review of their processes during the interim and report to the emergency board by April on any alternatives and actions they may have taken to incorporate cash flow principles in establishing their project volumes. And the second budget note is a budget note to direct the agency to work with the insurance industry to provide interactive access to driver records to the auto insurance industry and to have that completed by no later than September 1st, 2006.
And Senator Johnson, I think maybe as a third budget note to recommend.
I do, Mr. Chair, and I know that it has been signed off by both co-chairs and LFO, and it would be a budget note directing the Board of Maritime Pilots to move from Portland to Salem, where they could participate more closely with ODOT staff. And we have language that is much more succinct than the way I stated it, but it would direct them to move operations to Salem. It's a cost savings of $25,000 and provides a greater degree of oversight by senior ODOT management for the activities of the board.
Does ODOT understand the nature of the budget note?
Mr. Chair, we do.
Very good. That was, again, Bruce Warner for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, would the maker of the budget note accept a friendly amendment? I appreciate Salem, but why don't we move the Maritime Pilots to Bend? I, you know, there seems to be a synergy there.
I see a nexus, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
I talked to your mother last night. She thought it was a good idea.
Knowing that she's in the building is frightening enough. We can talk later.
Oh, very good. So we have three budget notes before us. Any further discussion on them? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Moving on.
Mr. Chair, what I would recommend then is that we approve the budget bill in the amount of $2,718,292,189 and 4,580.7 FTE by inserting all of the language from House Bill 5069 with the changes identified in your work session papers.
Mr. Chair, 5069 or 5070?
It's 5069. That's a typo.
Oops, sorry.
Okay. Is there a motion to...
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Johnson moves that we approve the budget bill and that $2,718,292,189 and 4,580.7 FTE by amending 5547, inserting all the language of 5069 in the discussion we've had so far. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, performance measures was next on the agenda. The subcommittee, the Joint Ways and Means Committee, I think, was pretty pleased with the agency's performance measures. We've added some, and I'm just going to go through the ones that were added. We're asking the agency to add or to develop a measure to reflect the approval of approach permits within a 60-90-day time frame, and present that to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by August 1st, 2006. And then we're recommending that they add the internal measures that they have on the percentage of construction projects going to contract on time, out of the total number of construction projects underway, the percent of projects completed within 90 days of the original contract completion date, percent of projects completed on or under projected preliminary engineering right-of-way and construction costs, number of jobs created by the construction program, and the percent of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses involved in delivering construction program. We're also recommending that there be a couple of performance measures for the Board of Maritime Pilots on their processing of licenses within their statutory timeframes, and the disposition, the number of days between the Board of Maritime Pilot license application and the notice of application disposition, and then the two customer service measures that are being added to all agency budgets.
Any further discussion? Yes, Senator Johnson.
Just as a point for the agency, the customer satisfaction, is the expectation that that would be spread over the various divisions, so rail would have their own customer satisfaction and Board of Maritime Pilots and all the elements of ODOT would be subject to some customer satisfaction review?
Mr. Chair, Bruce Warner, Director of the Oregon Department of Transportation, and Senator Johnson, that is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Senator Berger.
Mr. Chair, I guess of everything, this is probably one area that I have a little criticism, and it goes back to those performance standards, the number, percent of projects completed within 90 days, the engineering right-of-way and construction cost, and number of jobs. I'm not sure that the agency can't do a little bit better job as we go along in letting us know about those performance standards. I know after the session started, there was a real effort to let me know some of that, but there is a certain amount of criticism in that there's that lag time about jobs being created, and I think it's just important. It's important to me to know how many jobs are being created. It's also important to me to know how many Oregonians have been put to work and have that data. That's really extremely important. So
I think that's a really good point. And I appreciate the department and Alco and you all stepping up and getting these measures added
right in
so we can actually
I do too.
In the future. The other point that just the members know I've been trying to make is that while we can go back to the full performance data sheets that we had during phase two and a little bit in phase one, it'd be nice on these in the future, maybe next session, to have the reference points on here also so we know where we are, so these data points will mean something to us when we actually look at them here in our budget bills.
Mm-hmm.
We have that information except for the added measures already, but that, I think that'd be a nice addition as we go forward. And then the public, as they access this stuff on the website, would be able to say, oh, I see we're here and we're trying to go here. And also, frankly, from my standpoint, if we don't give the agency the money, they can also say, well, this is the reason it's going from here down to here, and that would give them a little defense also about what's going on. So, all right, any other discussion on the performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I would move the performance measures as recommended by LFO and reflecting the discussion that occurred in today's committee.
Very good. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. That concludes our work. We need to have a motion to move the bill to the floor, amended bill to the floor.
Mr. Chair, I would move amended SB 5547, the Oregon Department of Transportation budget, to the
Special Committee.
Senate Special Committee on Budget.
Very good.
With a due pass.
With a due pass recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Wesson, for dragging me through this.
Any more discussion? Any objection? Seeing none. So ordered. Thank you all very much. Appreciate your attendance. And we are adjourned.
Mr. Chair, can I ask if there's any...